And they're going to be brief today because we are all looking forward to that special reception this morning when we bid a formal adieu to Ruth. However, this is not the end. As we said, as was said in morning sermon, it's just another phase. Thanks, morning, for that terrific message. I really sat there and thought of how I could be good seed. And so I hope that we'll all be reflecting on this as we finish our Lenten journey. Now, if you have not heard, morning will be ordained deacon on May the 6th. It's Sunday, May the 6th at the Cathedral, St. James Cathedral at 4:30. So I hope that we'll all be there. And morning starts as the curate of St. George on Young, effective May the 1st. So her ministry expands beyond the Mandarin ministry to a complete ministry serving the parish. So she has been appointed already, a curate of St. George on Young, effective May the 1st. So we give God thanks for morning's ministry. Moving along very quickly, there are some letters available for those who are not on email. We have letters for you, the parish newsletter. If I'm moving too fast, slow me down. Good Friday. On Good Friday, we're having something special here too. We are having Mary Stations of the Cross from the perspective of a mother. We have reserved two spots to be done in Mandarin, and morning will be translating there. Spots number 5 and number 10, so don't sign up for those two. But there are a few more spots available if you'd like to read. Sign up today, because next Sunday we'll be giving you the readings so that you can go over them. It's just 6 lines, and by the time you come next Sunday, the stations will be up in the church. So that's Good Friday, Stations of the Cross, from Mary's perspective, the perspective of a woman. Thursday of Holy Week, that's Maundy Thursday, we are having the washing of the feet. And if you would like to have your feet washed, please sign up. That's really just for planning purposes so that we have enough towels. But if you're here on Thursday night and the Spirit moves you and the Spirit says to you, go up there and get your feet washed, just come up. Okay? So the sign up is just for planning purposes, but you can be spontaneous. And that's open to everyone in the parish. Sister Connie and myself will be washing the feet. We have made a commitment to increase visits to those who are shut-ins, and we did visits last week to Dorothy Ewer and to Marcia Brown. Still call her pipe, Marcia Brown. I noticed that Shirley isn't here, so as we leave church today, I'm going to be calling her, and by God's grace, go and visit Shirley. And if you know of anyone else who you think I should be visiting this week, let me know. And that's top priority as we move forward, because I do not always know who might be in need of a visit. Tomorrow night, if you have not said enough to Ruth today, please come tomorrow night. We're going to have a grand send-off at the pub. So we're going to have one form of spiritual send-off today and another form of spiritual send-off tomorrow night at the pub. So it's our pub ministry. And Ruth was a founding member, a founding knight. So we need to show some respect and send Ruth off in grand style tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And the notice is here. The rest is pretty straightforward. Thursday night, even if you have not been to one of our meetings, our discussions on meeting Jesus in the Gospel of John, come on Thursday night. It's a special night. It's a final night. And Father Simon Lee will be doing a reflection which gives closure to the entire series. Father Simon Lee is a priest in our deanery at St. John's, used to be St. Patrick's, and so he'll be coming. We've had facilitators from across the deanery, And if you missed our regional dean, Reverend Heather, last week, you missed a treat. So if you're free this Thursday night, Wednesday at 10:30, if you're free to help make Pam crosses, be with us. And the rest is pretty much straightforward. Yes. Just raise the roof, shout a bit. So that's from Friday, April the 20th to Sunday, April the 22nd. I guess the reason we didn't push it too much yet, we have a month to go, but it's there. Is that? Yeah, no problem. We won't have anything else on Palm Sunday weekend. So we're all here Palm Sunday weekend, so by God's grace. Okay, well, let's get out of here. There, you'd notice that notice for area grants, bursaries. If you know any high school, anyone who's in high school, getting into university or college, there are 10 grants available across the York Scarborough Deanery. And I hope that if you know someone affiliated with the parish, that you'd let us know so that they may apply.
One more quick.
Yes. Would you like the microphone? You sure? Okay. Yes. Thank you very much to Eileen and other people who might be helping. We've already collected some stuff. And if you'd like that, an email sent to you, if you did not get an email and you'd like the email which lists all of the details that Eileen has put out there, let us know and we'll just forward it to you, because there's a huge long list of things that are needed. Because the idea is to get the stuff that's needed, not stuff that's not needed by us, but stuff that's needed by the family. Thanks be to God. We'll meet downstairs and we'll have a wonderful celebration. Now, there are a couple of new people, and I hope you don't mind. Do you mind standing? Yes. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. We're okay. We're friendly. I want you to welcome this couple. It's James and Peter and Regina. Why did I say James? Peter and Regina. I mean, we know that you're an apostle anyway. And they've been coming for a few Sundays, and we just wanted to welcome you formally. And we hope that you're comfortable in this parish, and you make this parish your spiritual home. Give them a hand. Michael, you're up.